Fletch and I, right, we sit here in this little studio here, Finchman, and quite often you look up and you see, you know, the various news bulletins come up. And there's a bloke who gets out there, and I love a bloke who just runs his own race. Quite a flamboyant dresser, which is fantastic. He fits into our type of show. And Fletch loves a bloke, and his name's Nate Byrne, and he's from the ABC. He's a doyen of weather, and I'm pleased to say the great man's online. G'day, Nate.
G'day, how's it going?
Nate the Great, we can call you. Mate, how's it all going for you? We get to see you. We've never spoken to you, but we see you all the time in the studio here, and everyone's asking about La Nina, and it's wiping us out of various sporting competitions. So we thought, you know what? Let's get Nate the Great on, and he can tell us all about it.
All right. Well, step number one, I don't want to be that guy the very first time I'm talking to you to do some correcting, but I'm going to.
Yes.
Nina.
Perfect.
Nina.
Yes.
We'll just say it's Nina.
Know.
Nina for us simpletons.
No, it's not Nina. Nina is look, she's busy down the shop doing something. This is Nina. It means girl child.
Oh.
As opposed to El Nino, which is boy child. It's a whole Jesus thing.
Right.
Oh, I'm very religious. So,
what's the difference in the various types of Ninas and Ninas that we hear?
Right, so essentially, there's just the two, right? So it's a swing between one kind of weather and another kind of weather. It's called the El Nino Southern Oscillation. So for us, it means that El Nino is when it's really dry and droughts and it's horrible, and La Nina is when it's really wet and we get floods. Essentially, what's happening is there are winds across the Pacific, right? They blow from South America to us, and it was the South Americans that coined the name, which is why it's El Nino and La Nina. And for them, El Nino is the good one. That's why it's the boy child, Jesus, yay, right? For us, it's bad. What happens is during El Nino, the winds that go from east to west across the Pacific die down a lot. And that means that there can be a lot of really warm water in the middle of the Pacific, and there's a ton of evaporation and rain happening in the middle of the ocean. When it's La Nina, those winds pick up, and so they literally push the warm surface of the ocean right across the Pacific towards us. And that means that there's warmer waters near us, the warm waters evaporate more easily, and that means that all of a sudden there's this massive source of moisture just off our coast, and those winds can blow it onto us and turn it into clouds and rain.
And how long do they usually stick around for? Because, you know, for the summertime, it's been pretty poor, hasn't it, the weather? So how long are we expecting this to last?
Well, this one's only going to last through until probably midsummer sort of thing, early next year. It could push through into the start of autumn, but generally they sort of come in two types, really strong and fairly weak. Fairly weak ones just pop up over summer and then ease off in the autumn, but every now and then you get really, really huge ones. Like, do you remember 2011, 2012, when we had those massive floods that stretched from Queensland all the way down to Victoria?
Yes, huge.
Yeah, so that was a two-year La Nina event. It was so strong that it carried on through Christmas and through the next summer. And there was so much moisture in the atmosphere because of all of that warm water evaporating. Between that and the water that was sitting on our continent, the sea levels, global sea levels, dropped by 5 millimetres. So there was so much water in the air.
So they're not at all cyclical, are they, Nate? Like, can you forecast that we get them again in 2 years, 3 years' time, or no?
No, not quite like that. So typically we'll have El Niños and La Niñas. They're relatively random, but they tend to kind of go one way and then go another. If you take a really, if you step back a long way and kind of squint. No, we can forecast them insofar as we can look at models, predictive models that take a long look at what we think the atmosphere is going to do based on what it's doing right now. And when we're trying to figure out whether or not there's going to be a La Nina event or an El Nino, we survey tons and tons of those models, and they all have a slightly different answer, but if they all are generally pointing in the right direction, then we'll have a good idea. But that's not, we can't do that years ahead or anything like that. That's in the order of months.
Well, we're talking another middle of summer this could continue for. Is there any sun on the way? Because my rig is in desperate need of some UV rays. You know, the rig's looking pretty poor at the moment. It needs some UV
rays.
What do you
mean at the moment? We're both cast, like, you and I.
Yeah, it is.
Like we're gone.
My neck shade's invisible. I need some sun on this skin. Yeah. Some colour in this skin. And can you tell us, is there any hot days forecast before Christmas or coming over the Christmas period?
Look, there will be hot days, but I'm going to say, just, you know, for the benefit of the rig, maybe invest in some spray
on tan
solutions.
Yeah.
Just in case. Because, okay, so not only is it wetter, but of course wet means clouds. So we're going to see the sun blotted out more often than normal in a neutral year or El Nino year. It's not going to be like 2019. It's going to be like last year. So last year was also La Nina. It was also a fairly weak one. So these are two separate events. It broke down over winter, but it's back again. Sorry. It looks like it's going to be a bit of a repeat performance of last year. And you can't complain up where you are. So last year down here in Melbourne, we had less than 2 weeks over 30.
Wow.
All of summer.
You had less than 2 weeks outside of your house too.
I tell you what, Nate, it's good news to me because I've been wearing the rashie throughout the summer. And let me tell you, it's got nothing to do with sun protection. It's all ego protection. Just before you go, Nate, and we appreciate having your company, Nate Byrne from the ABC. How does this weather, how's it forecasted to impact test one, the first test?
Okay, so, you know, big parts of Queensland and New South Wales are underwater at the moment. And with this La Nina and the stronger wet weather sort of signal, unfortunately, we've got a bit of a repeat performance of last week on our hands coming up. So remember what it was like last week? Pretty soggy for much of the east. It's going to happen again. And for test one in Brisbane from Wednesday, it's a bit hit and miss, but there's a potential each day for the first three to get double digits in the gauges. So 15, 20 millimetres. That's a wet day is 5 millimetres. So 15 or 20 is pretty darn soggy. Eases back for day four and maybe a day five. I'm thinking, though, it's going to be a bit more shower and storm activity. So a bit of maybe rain delay rather than a washout.
Gotcha.
Hopefully, but it could go the other way too.
Well, Nate, I'd love to get you back on, particularly when Fletch comes back, because he's always saying, I've got to get Nate on. So we purposely got him on when he wasn't on, which is fantastic. But Nate Byrne from the ABC, we appreciate your time on this Monday.
Joel Fitchie, anytime.